What's up, everyone? And this is Next Level Thinking. What's up, everyone? This is another episode of Next Level Thinking, where we always bring you inspirational guests to help you bring it to the next level. It's your host, Chris Holmes, as always. And today I have a special guest by the name of
Janisha Allura.
Awesome. So let's go ahead and hit the ground running. Tell the audience just a little bit about yourself as we go in more in depth.
Hi, thanks for having me on your show, Chris. Really appreciate that. My name is Janisha Allura. I'm the founder of Soul Rich Woman, connecting over 200,000 women entrepreneurs across Southeast Asia. So what we do is we help women to go from offline to online. And we really have been around for about 5 years now, since 2015. And before that, I was doing a coffee retail business. I own a coffee retail chain. We had 18 franchisees and licensees in 3 countries, Singapore, Malaysia, and Indonesia. And then I have successfully exited the business to a public listed company.
Okay, so we got to dive a little bit more into that, because that is a lot. I know you said it quick, but that is like a major accomplishment, because I definitely hear the skill sets of management, retail experience, and much more. And I'm just going to pivot and go a little bit more further in, like tell the importance of giving a tremendous amount of value to your customers so that they can keep coming back much more. Because I'm pretty sure the audience wants to hear more about that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. So like, what do you do to give your customers value, tremendous value, or teach into a system setting?
So basically what we do is not just about the systems, but also looking into their brand messaging, like a magic wand. I always talk about the fairy godmother story, about how, you know, Cinderella was waiting for fairy godmother to save her, to turn her into a beautiful princess, and then going off to the ball. At the end of the day, you know, the magic wand is in your hands. You know, it's not just in anybody's hands. Nobody really can help us except ourselves. So we need to look at building your own star power, which means to magnetize and attract people to work with you. And then what is your attractive offer? And also using funnels, the magic funnels, to help you to continuously generate recurring income. So having both retail business experience and online business experience has allowed me to see things from different perspectives. And by using all these years of experience, I put that into Soul Rich Woman, which therefore helped these women, female entrepreneurs, or you know, budding entrepreneurs, to get started quicker than what they would normally take on their path.
Yes, and then I like how you use the phrase "a magic wand," because it puts into like your destiny or pathway is into your own hands. You just got to pretty much execute and move forward and make sure you things are progressing, correct?
Yeah, things are progressive, and a lot of women don't really know how to do like recurring income. It seems like it's still very far-fetched for them. To them, it's like selling a service and a product. I mean, before I was a retail chain owner, I was an image consultant. I was trading time for money. If I work, I get paid. I work, I get paid. I don't work, I don't get paid. And every time, you know, you do a service, you do a branding, you do a color analysis, it's a one-off service. So, you know, in the image consultancy world, after someone does your color analysis and body shape analysis, that would take 10 years after that to have a repeat customer, because whatever we've done for them, it takes 10 years, all right, to them to use the same color palette or to understand their body shapes. And then, you know, what's next, right? So by building a recurring business model, or helping women to understand that, you know, having a star, a glow and an influence, and then to bring them to the magic funnels, or we call using a funneling system, allows the women to build up recurring businesses. And that would mean that they would still have time for family. They would still have time to do what matters most to them.
Awesome. Awesome. And then I like how you were put in a reoccurring income and things like that, because the main thing is, I think what is happening is what's common is a lot of people trade their time for income. And when you introduce newer things, naturally, something that is unknown, there is a rise of fear. And I feel like when you're talking and just teaching much more into the women to inspire them to be something great, that fear is there and you're helping them break that barrier down. Does that sound about right?
Yes, definitely. Because imagine there's a race track, okay, and there's a guy and there's a girl. And in front of the guy, probably there's a briefcase and some tables to get them over these hurdles before they start their run. But for a woman, usually, or for the girl, usually like the kids, the school books, the household chores, the washing machine, you know, there's so many obstacles that they have, and there are a lot of limiting beliefs because of the situations that they are brought up. Like in Southeast Asia, if you're talking about like Vietnam or Philippines, even though they are a fertile ground for female entrepreneurship, many times social stigma of women still being at home and, you know, doing entrepreneurship, it means that you're not filial to your family. That means you're not, you're not a like normal wife, or you're not a good wife, or you're not a good mother because you spend time on your business or pursuing your dreams. That label still sticks with them. Therefore, you know, to get the women or to get the girl to go over the hurdles of the children, the books, the household chores and the washing machine, for example, over the racetrack would take a bit more help and support. And that was why we started So Rich Women, because I saw that a community really can support women when like-minded women come together. Really, it's the power, their strength in numbers. Alone, you are strong. Together, we are unstoppable.
And I like that. I love it a lot. And I'm glad you brought that up too, especially because even though I am in America, I've heard from some of my colleagues and professors that in your area, a woman is traditionally to just be to certain skills or at home and things like that. And what you're doing is you're basically breaking the barriers or breaking the traditions and more of on the innovative side in teaching and educating women to let them know that they can be something much more than what is in the past. It's more of a focus onto the future than holding on to the old.
Yeah, because your past does not equal to your future. And I believe that when we change a woman's life, her entire community will benefit. So it's no longer just touching a person's life, but that ripple effect, there is strength in numbers.
Strongly agree there is, because, like, you know, once you get the community involved, it pretty much builds everything else. So with all of this great information and coming to much more, what actually got you motivated to start all this? Like, of course, we went to retail and we're hearing the great information right now. But where did this all start? The origin story, like, where did this all come to be? Like, what sparked?
Well, I felt empty when I was doing my cafe retail chain business. I was successful, I had money, I had everything that I have possible. Like, you know, you just have everything that you have. But there is something that is even bigger, which is my calling. So I felt that, you know, there is a much bigger mission that I'm called to do. And therefore, it was such a timely situation that the public listed company owner bought us over, and we were so happy. I was so happy because I could do what my mission was being called to. Secondly, was my mother is my biggest why of the things I've done, because I've supported myself through school since I was 14 years old. And it's not easy being young and being able and needing to work and then put bread on the table at the same time. So by having all these little experiences or big experiences, I would say, I felt that my life has been shortened and compressed, so that I want to kind of put all these experiences together to help another woman to shortcut her success, because I've been through that long path where I started very young. You know, I was bullied in school, you know, I was being mocked at, I almost committed suicide, I was depressed, you know, I've gone through all this shit, and I want women to go through less shit or know that there is somebody who has done it before. You know, when you see somebody who has done it before, you know that there's hope. So we want to provide hope and give hope to women that through a community like us, through a network within Southeast Asia, you know, whether you are in US or Canada, whatever part of the world that you are in, you know, when you see a network like us, you know that there's still hope in the world, and there's a light that can provide that path for women to get on, to shortcut their success, to know that there is a means, there is a way on a journey that someone is walking with them. So it's like sisters walking together, and the best part of it is we are online. So We have local partners who work with them in the local countries itself, like Vietnam, Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia. We have local partners that whom we work with. And we also have the leaders who are online who share their knowledge and expertise. And then we network as well online. And then because all these bonding, it allow the women to know that there is like sisterhood, there's hope, and there is ways to really get out of the rat race. There are ways to not feel depressed anymore and go towards the dreams that they have always truly imagined. Step out of the comfort zone and break the shackles that they have with them and really break free, because we believe in empowering women to love the F word and to own the F word. And it's being fabulous, having freedom, and financial independence.
And I love every bit of that. The main thing is I'm going to focus on these two things, hope and your why. And I've heard this plenty amount of times, especially from other speakers and also business owners and much more. But your hope and why is what really pushes, especially your why. And when you start walking within your talents and your vision and much more, you bring hopes to others because it's a lot more relatable. People connect to you, especially women, because they see someone doing great things that they thought wasn't even possible. So you're like that walking, you know, shine of light, encouraging others to start moving forward and step beyond fear and step beyond limitations and much more, and giving that hope that they can achieve the exact same thing. So when I see things like that, it just kind of brings me back to one of the things that I strongly believe in myself, is that every person is like a page in the book of life. And that person may help you ignite or spark the mind of something else to be something greater. So I love everything that you said. So my next question coming up is, what are some of the current projects that you're working on now as you are encouraging and being more worldwide and make an impact into your communities and much more?
The next project, or now the project that we are doing, is to move on to voice, helping women to get their voice heard. Previously, I talked about the magic wand, where we talk about, you know, being a woman of influence, having that glow, which is the attraction power, and then having that magic funnel, the magic wand analogy. So to add on to this flavor, we actually teach women to use voice. So one of the methods and vehicles that we use is podcasting. Many women in Southeast Asia are not podcasting yet, and they don't know how, or they're too,
not yet?
They're too fearful. Yeah, and they're too fearful of technology, you know. They are just very resistant. And because before this, I was working on the project of to get them to use videos, because live streaming, like on Periscope, on Facebook Live, on Instagram Live, was something that I was working on very hard since 2015, because I was using videos and I had so much success, right? Reaching more than 200,000 women. I think that is like great. So I wanted to share more, but I realized that women in Southeast Asia, somehow our culture, or maybe it's just the women's mindset of, oh, you know, I'm too fat, I know I'm too thin, you know, so ugly, and you know, there's so much criticism about their self-image, and sometimes what they say they want are perfectionist. By helping them with their voice and to get their voice heard so that they can inspire, I call it ICE, I-C-E, inspire, connect, and elevate their status and online brand for recognition. It's so much easier, because by podcasting, you're just using a voice. People can see you literally, but people can hear you. As long as you speak from your heart, they will be able to have ICE, which is to inspire, connect, and to elevate their status and to elevate their, you know, the people around them, you know, spirit by spirit, glory to glory. I think that's what we are working on at this moment. Officially launching, we just soft launched this year. Next year, we'll be full launching this entire campaign. And we are working with telcos of Singapore, in Singapore, and then other podcasting platforms who are our sponsors as well. They are also supporting us because they really want to get more women in Southeast Asia to really get on their platforms to do podcasting as well. So it's really amazing. I'm very excited about this. You guys can go check it out at instantpodcastleader.com. That is where we are, you know, promoting this entire campaign.
That's awesome. And with everything that you said, I'm going to go ahead. It really sounds like a revolutionary and just groundbreaking and making the changes in your area, especially, like, I didn't even know, it still kind of, like, threw me off that a lot of people are not podcasting yet, but with you're doing the movement with your organization and much more, you're sparking the minds of other women, encourage them to step forward and do the exact same thing and be the best version of themselves. And you said something very interesting. You were saying women don't do it because sometimes they may feel this a little bit of insecurity, like, may I look fat and things like that. I'm feeling with your platform and much more that you're doing, that you're going to be that one to change that mindset. And it's key on the other thing you were talking about earlier is the mindset, because if you're in an environment or constantly being taught that you are this over and over and over again, it's like if you tell a lie over and over again, eventually you will believe it as truth. But I feel with what you're doing right now is as you are breaking past that barrier and you keep teaching them and encouraging them more and more, that you will shift the mindset of something that's going to be great in your area.
And what's amazing is that, Chris, is that I'm not doing it alone. A lot of the other women are stepping up to serve in Forge Women as well, as leaders online, where they are instantly recognized as leaders within an already community of 200,000 women. So it really helped, because I really, this is my legacy business. I don't really want to call it, you know, Janisha Allura Network. You know, the reason is because Soul Rich Woman, anybody, anyone listening right now, anyone can be a Soul Rich Woman, your girlfriend, your wife, you know, who you are, as long as you're a woman and you think you have a dream, you want to go from offline to online, you want to get your voice heard, you are a Soul Rich Woman. Even though you think you're not, I know some of you are thinking about that right now, you know what? Get out of that mind quick. Thinking, being the perfectionist or being the victim anymore, get out of your comfort zone and go towards the dreams that you truly want to imagine. Because when I interviewed Gary Vaynerchuk, he said in his interview to me, he said that go to an elderly's home and look in the eyes of the elderly. Do you see regret? Do you see sadness? Do you see anger? Do you see happiness? Do you see joy? What is it that you want to see during your end time? So that really sparked, like a bulb in my head, that to really ask you who's listening right now, what is that thing you want to see when you get old? Do you want to live a life of regrets, or do you want to live a life of joy and hope and all the things that you have done, and share with your children and grandchildren and say, you know, I've really lived a full life. What is it? What path would you choose?
Awesome. Oh man, that was a mouthful. Whew. You hit on so much, especially when the victim mindset, mentality, and getting outside your comfort zone and just facing things head on and much more. And it's funny how, like, what you're experiencing there, a lot of times happens here as well. It is the things that, I'll go ahead and say this. I think what stops a lot of people from doing great things is all in the mind. And what you are and surrounded by, what you're receiving, what you constantly hear all the time can be the great barrier from preventing you from achieving all these things and much more. And it just really comes down to it, like, what's in your mind. If you believe that you can be great, you can be great. If you believe you will be a successful speaker speaking in front of millions, you can achieve that. If you believe that you will pass the exam, you can achieve that. But on reverse, if you start thinking like, well, I'm just going to be a traditional person, or I will never obtain wealth, or maybe it's not meant for me to get outside this neighborhood. It's very draining. It really kills the energy, the drive, and much more importantly, the dreams that can actually spark other minds too, because I feel like we're all interconnected at the end of the day. So a lot of your, all of it was hitting strike on the nail, what would you were saying.
Yeah, be brave and don't be afraid to fail.
That is the biggest thing. So I want to go ahead and go a little bit more on a personal note. Like, what is some of the things that you had to overcome? And I feel like the audience, especially your audience too as well, will relate to this, that you had to overcome to make yourself into the person you are today.
Well, I think the first thing was when I was really young and I was being bullied in school at 14 years old. And then, you know, there were this group of girls who came up to me while we were playing basketball. They pulled open my, like a t-shirt, and then exposing my bra, because we're all doing activities, right, running around the yard. And then they said, one of the leaders said, Oh, you are wearing the same bra? So naturally, when you are not very well to do, you tend to, use the same kind of clothes again and again, right? So, but that really hurt me. And not for one time. Another time, they were in class in front of everybody. They took my school bag, which was old. They laughed at my old bag because I couldn't have money to buy bags. And they threw it across the classroom floor. And all my books were all strewn across the floor. And that moment, I just felt like I wanted to commit suicide. I just want to die. Like, I just want to jump off the building and just die. Because that kind of attack that when you're being bullied and you have nobody to turn to, it's really depressing. But thank God, my mother was the one of my pillar of strength and support. And that was why I was able to overcome. My mom counseled me, and then it was then I picked myself up, and that was my why, my big why, because of my family, my mother. I was able to overcome and really, now stand for women who are being bullied, being abused, and having this platform of Soulwitch Women, of like-minded women, other women supporting women, helping women. So I think this is really something that has been ingrained in me. Another thing I overcame was my six-figure debt and my bankruptcy. So it was bankrupt because of my personal finances, and you play with stocks and shares and things like that. So it's a personal thing, right? But my business did not go bankrupt, but I personally went bankrupt, and I went into six-figure debt, and it took me a while to get out of it, right? It took me 2 years to get out of it. But to overcome that, you're depressed, you're suicidal. Same thing, I go through the same process again, but I told myself it's not because I've lost my business. It was because I lost myself, because the money I was just spending, buying stuff and buying things that don't matter, and then you have to sell things that matter, right? And also buying stocks and shares that you think that you don't, you think that you are really good at it, and you think that it gets you quicker money or things like that, and it got me into more trouble, right? But and because I understood the process of finding a mentor as well, and because of that, I really thank God I had a mentor whom guide me through. He had gone through bankruptcy before, and he's now a multimillionaire. And because I followed his process and system, and because of this, it helped me to get through and get up again, once again. So, like I said, we all been through shit. Be brave and never be afraid of failures. Before we are all masters, we're all masters of disasters. So I can do it. I can go down to the bottomless, like to the depth of the abyss, and I'm still able to climb up again. It's never by chance. It's because we want to make things happen. It's because our why is bigger than a how. It's because the reasons that hope that we have is bigger than everything else, the depression, the suicide, and because of all these things I overcame. So yeah, these are the two big things that I feel that are very big impact, and therefore, doing Soulwitch Woman has allowed me to have a channel and legacy to help more women through this platform.
Great, great, great. And you hit on so many deep details, tremendous amount of value, especially. I'm gonna hit this one first because I want to make sure I hit take my time and hit on each one. Like you hit on a lot, but I have three main things in my head that I want to make sure I touch on. I think it's important for me to say this. Everybody is going to go through, let's say, a dark moment, a time when they feel alone and things like that, and much more, because that's part of life. You're going to have everything going well, and life is going to throw its curveballs. But the thing is, it's just a test. And it is a test to bring out something of you or to transform you into the person you are today. And that thing or pain that you went through is a message that somebody else needs to receive. Going a little bit back onto relatability, what we spoke on earlier, because it encouraged a lot of other people and bring back in that hope that they can overcome. And I feel like that is very important. The second thing I want to hit on to make sure I don't forget is the importance of having a strong inner circle or like-minded people, or even I'll go as far as saying for saying mentors. In this world, this world is massive, and it's important to have like-minded people that keep you on track, going, and much more to achieve your goals. And it's also very important for you to have mentors to challenge your way of thinking, because they see something that's even bigger within you that you must obtain. So it's always important to have that inner circle within you so that you can continue to progress, because the worst thing that you want to do is, as I was saying earlier, as in life, we're going to have challenging obstacles and things like that that come towards our way, but we don't want to get alone, because that leaves an opening for any other negative or any other people or any other thing to start attacking you, because now it's like that barrier or that foundation is broken. So you want to make sure you're surrounded and be around people to keep yourself well-rounded and going towards your pathway. So make sure you have a strong inner circle and things like that. Everybody goes through a dark moment. Let's see. And the last thing I want to hit on is to never give up on yourself. Of course, with all things that we go through in life and much more, we don't feel like that we want to give up, especially with the bankruptcy thing, because I can guarantee there's a lot of people that have gone through that and just felt like it was just impossible to come up. But no matter how hard things get in life, you must never, ever, ever, ever give up on yourself. You are here for a reason and much more. And just because it doesn't seem like there's light in the tunnel doesn't mean there is. So you have to make sure you go through your dark past and fight through and find that light, because there is light in the tunnel at the end of the day.
Yeah, life is like a camera. Just focus on what's important, capture the good times, develop from the negatives, and if things don't turn out, just take another shot.
Nice. I like how you just hit that. It's like you need to put that in the quote. So I know you just said that, but you need to put your picture quote on that one so I can go by.
Yeah, because only the obsessed will change the world, and never underestimate the power you have to shape the next decade.
Nice. Incredible. So as I know you are a busy woman, inspiring much more and things like that. Is there anything else that you want to tell the audience? And then leave the audience with a closing comment as we close things up.
Well, do connect with me if it resonates with you, my story and my journey. Do connect with me on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram. You can find me at Genicia Allura, GeneciaAllura, Genicia Allura. Or you can go to soulrichwoman.com, my website, soulrichwoman.com. There are two downloadables for you. One is an ebook on how you can multiply your income by building your personal brand. And the other one is to delegate 80% of your to-do list to your assistant so they can make more money. Before I go, I just want to say, to encourage you, is this: discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment. So get moving.
Awesome. And she just dropped the mic on that. So as we close things up, this has been another fantastic episode of Next Level Thinking, as we help you take it to the next level. It's your host, Chris Holmes, and I have my special guest by the name of
Genicia Allura.
Awesome. Make sure you like, subscribe, and share the energy and much more. We got to go ahead and keep inspiring the world. And remember, as I said, you can be the greatest. You can be. Greatness is upon you, and take your life to the next level. Peace. I